This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for The Puzzle. Here's a quick reminder of last week's challenge from Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master.
Think of a familiar two-word rhyming phrase starting with the letter F, like fat cat, fun run, fine line, or flower power. Change that F to a G, and you'll get another familiar two-word rhyming phrase. What phrases are these?
About 600 of you submitted entries, and our randomly selected winner this week is Doug Roberts, who joins us now from Santa Rosa, California. Congratulations, Doug.
Well, thank you very much, Audie.
So tell us what your two winning rhyming phrases were.
The first one was fender bender, change the F to a G, and you get gender bender.
Ah, very nice. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, for about 2 decades now. It's been part of my Sunday routine.
A little bit of time, then. You've had a little practice.
Well, persistence pays off.
And what do you do in Santa Rosa, California?
Well, I am the Vice President of Business Services for Santa Rosa Junior College.
And before we begin playing, Doug, I want to give you a chance to say hello to Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Hey, Audie, and congratulations, Doug.
Will, thank you very much.
Doug, I also know that you are, you mentioned that you're a longtime puzzle player. Do you have a question for Will?
Well, yes, I do. Being that we're in the middle of wine country and given the current popularity of beverage pairings, i.e. what wine or beer goes best with which foods, my question to Will is, what drink goes best with Sudoku?
That's my kind of question, Doug.
Yeah, well, as a crossword person, I might say ASTI wine, A-S-T-I. I don't know. And since you're from California, maybe Napa. Anything from Napa would be good.
Very good.
Well, everyone can get their glasses of bubbly ready because we're about to play the puzzle. Doug, are you ready?
As ever I will be.
Okay, we'll take it away.
All right, Doug, I'm going to give you three words. You give me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said boob, inner, and test, you would say tube, as in boob tube, inner tube, and test tube. Here's a hint. Your answer will always rhyme with one of my three words. And in this case, boob rhymes with tube.
All right.
All right. Number one is bald, legal, spread.
Eagle.
Bald eagle, legal eagle, and spread eagle. Right, and eagle rhymes with legal. Number two is funny, hush, prize.
Being how I work in finance, that would have to be money.
Yeah, funny money, good. Air, A-I-R, junk, and snail. Air, junk, and snail.
Mail.
That's right, snail mail. Father, prime, spare.
Father, prime, spare.
That's S-P-A-R-E.
That first clue throws me off.
Time.
Oh.
Father time. Good. And prime time, is it? Good. Okay, try this. Creature, double, facial.
Feature.
Creature, feature. Good. Cheat, C-H-E-A-T. Cookie, wrap.
Cookie, cheat, and wrap.
Wrap. R-A-P.
I'm drawing a blank. Audie, can you help me out?
This is a good one. I think it rhymes with cheat.
That's correct.
Sheet?
That's it. Cheat sheet. Something you don't have today. How
well,
about this?
Something that we don't allow at the college.
Yeah.
That's right. Drag, sack, S-A-C-K, and space. Drag, sack, space. I give you a hint, it rhymes with space.
I'm afraid I'm drawing a blank again. Audie, some help?
Did I stump you too, Audie?
No, I'm thinking that the word is race.
That's it, space race, sack race and drag race, nice. And here is your last one, chop, C-H-O-P, pawn, and window. Chop, pawn, and window.
Shop.
That's it. Chop shop, pawn shop, window shop. Nice job.
Very nice, Doug.
Thank Well, thank you.
The last couple, you almost got us there, Will, with those last few. Well, Doug, for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Doug, which member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of KQED in lovely San Francisco.
Doug Roberts, thank you for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what do you have for us next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Douglas Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Take the two-word name of a nationally known chain of retail stores, and this is the name as it's popularly known. Take the second word of this name, insert it in the exact middle of the first word. The result will spell the name of a well-known electronics manufacturer. What names are these? So again, the two-word name of a nationally known chain of retail stores. Take the second word, insert it in the exact middle of the first word. The result will spell the name of a well-known electronics manufacturer. What names are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Audie.